operated. Wally Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues, and the search for raindrops goes on and on. It looks like rain chances for the next few days will be not zero, but around 10% right on through the weekend. For today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, the high temperature will be near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. In fact, Sunday's record high of 93 is in jeopardy. Mostly sunny skies, still basically dry. Could be some isolated storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery firefighter has tested positive for coronavirus. Now 11 other firefighters are self-isolating because they were in close contact with the firefighter who tested positive. Those firefighters have also been tested and their results are pending. We are now approaching 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 138,000 people have been tested for the virus. At least 450 people have died across the state. And Troy police have made an arrest after a 29-year-old woman was found dead in her home Wednesday morning. Police say it appears foul play was involved and they have ordered an autopsy. Police say they were called to the home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue for a welfare check. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Welcome back to News and Views, unofficially kicking off the third hour. This is a soft opening, of the, you know, like a grand opening before the grand.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So let's unofficially go to Jim, who's been very patient on the phone. Hey, Jim.
Jim, see, I caught him. He's so used to calling. He's like, I know the radio break schedule. And see, Jim, are you there? See, we're on this big delay.
Some people...
Hey, Jim.
And Jim. I think Jim...
Yellow.
Hey, there he is. We caught you.
Sorry about that. I had my my earbuds plugged into or somewhere. I don't know what I was doing. You were talking earlier this morning about rights and stuff.
Yeah.
And... you know, every time there's some kind of emergency, you know, like on 9/11, we gave up a bunch of rights after that.
Yep.
People say that's okay. It makes us safer. We'll do it.
Right.
And now here we go again. We've given up some more rights. And I've actually heard people on this station, I mean, not work there, but call in, say something like, if it saves one life, it's mm-hmm. worth it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that is very dangerous thinking when you say that, oh, it's worth anything to save a life. Yeah, giving up your freedom and your, who wants to live like that?
Thank you.
You know, this is a little extreme, but during World War II, at the beginning of World War II, the Germans marched on Czechoslovakia mm-hmm. and said, open the gate or we're going to kill y'all.
Yep.
So the leader of Czechoslovakia said, well, to save lives, come on in.
Yep.
And that's what they did. So, you know, it's got to stop.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a slow burn. I actually saw a clip from Senator Church from 75 talking about the powers of the government back then. And we know for a fact now, for instance, the FBI spied on Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, no doubt.
They've spied on many people that, you know, caused dissent and disruption and disorder in the country. We can't allow this to happen. Can you imagine what they're able to pull off now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With just technology
like I said,
alone.
It's the old frog in the pan of water.
Oh, yeah.
Just turn it up a little bit more, a little bit of time, and before you know it, you're cooked.
Yep, that's true. But I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
So. I hear you. Hey, I just want to let y'all know, I told you yesterday I was getting my hair cut.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How'd that go, buddy?
It was wonderful. And I tell you what, I went down there and I fought my way through the virus as I opened the door and they attacked me and they... No, I'm just kidding. I went in there. There was one barber. Her other lady was out. I was the only customer. I walked in. I sat down. She had a mask on. That was it. She cut my hair just like she always does. Another guy came in while I was there, and he sat over in the waiting area. Mm-hmm. And there was no, and that was basically how it was every time I went to get my hair cut there. There's only two barbers, and there's only maybe a couple people in there every time I go anyway. So
right.
It wasn't any different. Yet, this woman was deprived of almost 2 months of income.
There you go.
That's for crazy. Basically nothing, for no reason.
It's crazy.
So. But I feel great now because I'm fixing to go to see my doctor now so he can actually see my ears when I go there.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, man.
Take care, bud.
Yeah. Y'all have a good one.
You too. 272-9228. That was the unofficial beginning to the last hour here, News and Views. Let's hit a couple more ads, and we'll come up with the official start of the third hour. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Eddie Bader in the house. More News and Views after this. 272-9228 if you want to call in.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings, on News Talk, 93.1 WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses, as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh, yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a walk-behind lawnmower upgrade? Well, if so, come by CTE and check out Honda walk-behind mowers. They're the best. Now, don't just take my word for it. You know Honda consistently wins consumer product awards, and Honda has the best warranty in the industry, up to 5 years. And right now, here at CTE, we have Honda mowers on sale starting at only $359. Now, you won't find a Honda for that price at a home store. And this month, when you buy a new Honda here from CTE, you'll get 1 year additional warranty for free. Not sure which Honda model is right for you? No problem. At CTE, you can try before you buy here at the store, or you can even rent one and take it home for the weekend. Now, who else does all that? That's what I thought. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety that they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for staff and customers, the lobby area is closed. Worth Cleaners accepts drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place the drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for a staff member to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for both staff and customers. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Worth Cleaners has been here for you for over 30 years and appreciates your business. They look forward to a return to normal for all of us very soon so that they may continue to serve you for many years to come.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033. This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Officially kicking off the third hour here of the program. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. We got Eddie Bader here in the studio.
In the house.
Up on the TV screen, just to keep y'all in the loop, they're showing an ousted, he was the vaccine chief, the House of Representatives. So the Democrats have called him. Because he filed a whistleblower complaint saying he was removed from his position because he complained too much that we weren't prepared for this pandemic.
So?
Right.
Does he
Who's he serving the pleasure
of? Thank you.
The president.
That's right.
Well, so, screw him.
Joey, just like me, you could tell me at any time, Eddie, don't come back tomorrow. Am I going to call the Montgomery Advertiser and say, Joey didn't want me to come back because he just didn't like looking at me no more?
Right, and it's shocking that there's disagreement within the bowels of the big bureaucracy in the federal government. And I think everybody would agree that early on, the CDC on the testing level really screwed the pooch.
Sure.
That's when we started this idea of, okay, let's bring in these massive companies to start creating new tests.
But really? weren't we, I mean, this is an unprecedented type deal. So
yeah.
For us to make some mistakes in the beginning... That's going to happen.
I said really, by the way, folks, because...
He came back up, and it went right back down. Hey, Joey.
I do look like Tony Schiavone.
Yes, you do.
That's weird. I never realized that until the other day. I'm just seeing myself on camera here, folks. We'll get Jack back. It's just we introduce each other, and here he is. He's coming back
up. There's Jack.
Oh, my goodness. It's driving me crazy, Jack. You haven't... That's driving me crazy.
I miss you,
Jack. It wasn't me.
No, I know it's not you. It's just driving me crazy in general. I'm not blaming you. It's frustrating. Technology, folks. Technology. But, yeah, that's what's going on in Capitol Hill. We'll see how much play it gets. But there's always some political game going on. And could things have been done better by the federal government?
Sure.
I'm more than happy to say yes. Because that's always tends to be the problem when it comes to massive government action. And in fact, if you go look at the history of war, say just for the United States, almost every war begins with massive mistakes. Really does. That's just the nature of things.
Well, look at hurricanes when natural disasters come.
Yeah.
The first couple weeks, you know, everybody tries to hurry up and get something done, but a lot of times mistakes are made. We right. learn every time.
Right, but so that, you know, aspect of this will boil down to we did a great job, we did the best we could, all things considered, given the circumstances, what we knew at the time, or no, they did a terrible job, they hit it. And yeah. I just don't find it believable that a literal germaphobe in the White House, Donald Trump, didn't take this seriously enough. Especially when you can find instances of other politicians, multiple different scientists, Dr. Fauci himself. Like, I mean, it's just... The blame game continues. We'll see where it goes. And we'll see how things work out. You know, with Florida and Georgia opening up so early, we're opening up, Texas opening up. We'll see how this all works out.
Now, have you noticed any rise in numbers?
No, but I'm going to wait. I've seen those headlines. There hasn't been a rise in numbers in Georgia and Florida, but let's give it a few days.
Because if,
you know, people are out there, you need to give it some time for incubation, so to speak.
But the first day Georgia opened up, that afternoon there was a report of higher COVID cases coming in, which we all knew was a load of crap. How did that suddenly happen in a day? You have an incubation period. Had nothing to do with them opening up, and now that's cases are higher.
Right, there were new cases, but not a higher rate of increase. But here, we've got a few calls here, Jack. But before I go to them, because, I mean, you've been on and off. You hopped in about 10:30. I want to know, how you doing? You got anything on your mind you wanted to share with the audience?
Yeah, you know, I talked to you last night about what the FBI named these investigations.
Mm.
Crossfire Hurricane and Crossfire Razor, which was the Flynn case. I just find the terminology crossfire to be kind of troublesome. It's like they wanted, it was like their mission to take down Donald Trump. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah, let's create a crossfire hurricane to take him down.
Yeah. It'll be collateral damage, but we'll get him.
And then with Crossfire Razor, let's, how did you put it last night?
I said cut the throat of General Flynn.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me wonder, by the way, again, we ended with some stuff about Jeff Sessions. I think he was caught in a rumor and innuendo trap. And I think also Flynn was caught in more of a FBI trap. But I think here's the difference. I think Jeff Sessions saw something shiny on the ground, didn't really think about it, went, oh, step. Because he was so taken aback by the rumor and innuendo of Franken asking about the Steele dossier, he kind of immediately got defensive, said, I didn't do that. Turns out he did. So he'd stepped right in it. With Flynn, he didn't actually step in the trap, but the FBI edits their notes to say he did step in the trap. So it's, I think, really the difference between the two, because they were both taken down by rumor and innuendo and abuse, I think, of the system, is that the president, for some reason, has stuck by General Flynn, and he has buried Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, he has.
And I don't think the president is doing that for willy-nilly reasons. Maybe some more folks should ask him about that. Hmm. So that's interesting.
Well, now that he's kind of started in a very limited way fighting back against Trump, that's not going to help him either. He should have never, when he first got in this race, had all those ads putting on the MAGA hat. That was ludicrous. Right. And everybody saw through it and thought, do you not have enough self-respect to not put that hat on? Sucking up to the guy who fired you and trashed you. I just wouldn't have said anything if I'd been him.
And I'm wondering if Jeff Sessions and Rosenstein both agree before they're even sworn in to be attorney general and deputy attorney general, if they were already talking before they were sworn in, that Comey had to go, time for a fresh start of the FBI. This is what Jeff Sessions testified to. Lindsey Graham, actually, in those hearings, asked a damn good question. Then why didn't you do it day one? Like, and make it about the email investigation. These are the reasons they gave the president. Now, of course, the president the next day comes out and completely undercuts Sessions and Rosenstein, says, well, you know, I would have done it anyway, whether or not they had recommended it. I was thinking, you know, this Russia thing is just, it's crap. This Russia thing isn't true, so I fired him. And it's just, you know, say what you will about Trump. He can be a BSer, but he's so transparent in it. It's like he ends up telling the truth anyway. It's kind of why I like the guy. it's interesting. We'll hear from Jeff Sessions, and he's speaking up more now that more's coming out.
I think he has no choice.
Yeah, from the Grinnell disclosures, and he was definitely done wrong. But the people of Alabama will decide this in the end. That's Sessions right about that. And it'll be up to the people to decide if it's on this issue of recusal or if it's on some other issue. That is the beautiful thing about voting. You can decide for whatever reason you damn well please. 272-9228, 272-9228. Well, Jack, Randall has been holding for a while, so I think we should go to Randall here. Randall? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you've been heavy ever since yesterday, man. I took a trip back in time. But since you own the session thing, let me throw my little point of view out. Since you put the timeline out there, if he was so much about rules and he got signed in on the 9th and met with his man on the 10th but didn't remember the month later, and it's all about rules then, why did he ever back Trump? So with Trump breaking every white man rule there was for running for president, but he gonna run out there and back this man out there, you know what I mean? He didn't know what Trump was gonna do. Nobody did. So why did he run out there and now he's all about rules, but he wasn't all about rules when he just started backing Trump. But on the stuff about Bill Clinton, Jack, and them talking about investigating the Clinton Foundation, let me tell you, the Clintons are just like a Soros is to the Rothschild, is what the Clintons are to the Bushes. The Clintons can go down. It ain't nothing. Come tell y'all, if we don't back up to get the Bushes, our grandkids are going to have to deal with this again. This is a script that's wrote over and over, and the Clintons, they put them up. That's why they look so bad, because they're out there. They're meat. They're bait to keep everybody away from the Bushes. Y'all need to go back to Nero Bush, which started the OSS, and also he was head of NASA, and NASA shut down the week he died. 1974, NASA shut the doors when Vannevar Bush died. You cannot Google Prescott Bush and link him back to Vannevar Bush, which they are kin. But Google has completely took them out of the game. You can't even connect them to. Prescott Bush worked for J.P. Morgan. Vannevar Bush, and I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there because you're going to find it if y'all start looking this man up. Donald Trump's uncle was over the FBI, but he was just another piece of meat, I believe. And I think that's why Donald Trump's seen this from the inside out, and he knows this. He knows what's going on. But Donald Trump's uncle did sign off on a bunch of Nikola Tesla stuff saying it was no good to us, and Vannevar Bush took it to a Manhattan locker room and stored it. It was like 80 cases, man, that they kept. And that's why everything that you hooked to NASA that's a patent is a Nikola Tesla idea. They just used it and used NASA to funnel it through. And you can look at Vannevar Bush. We got to go back. We got to get these Bushes people. The Clintons ain't nothing.
Randall, remember what we talked? I get your point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
And I was yelling about similar things earlier, but remember what we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, but I want to say, Fly Child, when you was talking, you brought up about a man getting killed, JFK. Let me tell you why he got killed, because he found about MK Ultra, and he wanted it shut down. Well, they shut him down, and they changed the name from MK Ultra to MK Search. And Fly Child, that's gonna take you into a direction. You know what I mean? I know you don't know it, but this is a whole new step. And you can even go back. It was called some. It was MK Ultra was actually two other things before that. It goes all the way back to the 52s. And so anyway, man, I just want to tell you, we got to get the Bush to Joy. I mean, this Clinton thing, everybody's focused on Clinton. Clintons ain't nothing but the street folks. But
everything in its due time. We can't wave a magic wand, unfortunately. Appreciate it, Randall.
See you, Randall.
All right, man. See you.
Yep. Dadgum it. Y'all hear that bubble sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, it means, and it's not Jack's fault. I think it's actually on our end because it happened earlier before he was on. 272-9228. While we're waiting for Jack to come back, let's go to Ricochet. Hey,
okay.
Ricochet.
Hello. How are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. Hey, I was on that first break right after Jeff's session. I was listening to that, and I noticed that he said he was starting a rogue. And he said anytime there is a criminal investigation. Now, my understanding through this whole process, it was a counterintelligence investigation, not a criminal investigation. So, but that's real still.
And that's one thing that's not clear to me either, Ricochet. It definitely started as a counterintelligence investigation and kind of morphed into a criminal investigation. So I'm not sure at what point that happened and how exactly that happened. And I don't really feel comfortable with the idea that you can start a spying campaign and morph it into a criminal investigation and criminal probe. Oh, all while you're the outgoing administration doing this to the incoming administration. And it's not just like, oh, you found some dirt on a few particular people in the incoming administration, and you went to like Donald Trump, president-elect, and said, hey, you got some bad dudes in here. It's not just that. No. They use the specter of investigations to then go out there and catch people in rumor and innuendo traps. They got Flynn in one, they caught Sessions in one, and for two effing years, excuse the harsh letters, they went on and suggested Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians, and we now know because of all these transcripts released by Schiff, all the people saying this in public didn't have any evidence of it. So, my God.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was just wondering. I said, well, I'm going to call in and ask, because I figure, you know, one of you two guys would probably know, or somebody in the audience is listening. I don't know. But, yeah, I thought that when I first heard it. I thought, wait a minute, this isn't a criminal investigation. You know, this is a counterintelligence investigation. What the hell are you talking about?
All right.
But anyways, okay. Jack Campbell, I remember the haunted house. You were in it, and I was one of the junior JCs. Is he there? Is he leaving?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I was Talkin' Street. I had one of the rooms, the last room down, as you go out the back door there. But it was a fun time.
They were fun, okay. God.
Yep. space. A lot of money.
Yeah.
Sure it is. Lots of money. For kids at Christmas, I remember the riverboat had a little Christmas thing where we went, got the kids, put them on a bus. The school buses took them over to the, Normandale. Took them to Normandale, shot for them, took them over to, and this is what was some of the money that was raised for the haunted house, by the way. And because I remember this well, we took it to the school. I remember I was one of, I went Floyd Junior High with the kids, wrapped up all the gifts, and we took them and delivered them back home with their gifts. I'll never forget that. Yeah.
You went to Floyd?
No. We went to Floyd where we went to pick up these kids.
Oh, okay.
And okay, money okay, for Christmas. Yeah.
So we took them shopping, and then that's where we went, and then there was everybody there to wrap the gifts up real quick and whatnot. We had a snack lunch for them or whatever, and then we took them back home. But, yeah, but all that money, not all of it, but a lot of the money, that's what the money was used for, you know, to support the JCs and stuff. But it was also for that. I remember that, you know, because we were allocated so much money per child. And I think each one of us took, like, two or three with us when we went shopping.
Hey,
but, yeah, yeah, fun time.
That's really
but anyways, I'll let y'all go.
Well, right. Thank you, Ricochet.
Have a good day. Yes, sir.
Coming up, we've got to hit a break here, but coming up, what I would like to do is using Jeff Sessions as an example. What, for instance, an example of a rumor innuendo trap. This one was perpetuated by James Comey, and then we actually have Sessions responding. And this all ties together nicely because it's all in Senate hearings. Ron Wyden, Democratic senator from Oregon, but I tend to like Mr. Wyden because he's great on these civil libertarian issues. He's worked across the aisle with the likes of Michael Lee and Rand Paul on these issues. Mm-hmm. And he's also the guy that years ago asked James Clapper, does the NSA spy on millions of Americans? And Clapper kind of rubs his head, his chrome dome. No, sir. They don't? Well, not wittingly.
Yeah,
right.
Okay,
lying yet again.
But I'll give you an example, folks, of this rumor innuendo trap. Comey tries to spring one on Sessions. Sessions responds, and Ron Wyden's kind of the intermediary here. It's fascinating, and it really will show what they were up to. It's a small example of the larger Russia collusion rumor and innuendo trap that they pulled for the last few years, and we're now finding out that it wasn't just like, oh, they were bluffing. They were actually using the powers of law enforcement to make this bluff seem real.
Yes.
That's what's so crazy about it. Not just law enforcement, the spying powers of the United States. But more news and views when we come back. 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
We'll be right back.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance, and this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all, and you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason
2007. Free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. It's time to talk about the former head, the former director of that important law enforcement institution.
The FBI.
James Comey. Well, this is a very special episode from the Comey Files, folks. It's my pleasure, as your host, Joey Clark, my co-host, Jack Campbell. Eddie
Vader.
Doing well. Let's listen into what I would call a rumor and innuendo trap. To use Jeff Sessions' words, a detestable lie. But let's listen in. This is Comey in a Senate hearing when asked about Sessions' recusal.
In your statement, you said that you and the FBI leadership team decided not to discuss the president's actions with Attorney General Sessions, even though he had not recused himself. What was it about the Attorney General's own interactions with the Russians or his behavior with regard to the investigation that would have led the entire leadership of the FBI to make this decision?
Our judgment, as I recall, was that he was very close to and inevitably going to recuse himself for a variety of reasons. We also were aware of facts that I can't discuss in an open setting that would make his continued engagement in a Russia-related investigation problematic. And so we were convinced, and in fact, I think we'd already heard that the career people were recommending that he recuse himself, that he was not going to be in contact with Russia-related matters much longer. And that turned out to be the case.
Now, that's what I call a rumor and innuendo trap right there, folks. But here is Ron Wyden in a later hearing in front of the Senate asking a follow-up of Jeff Sessions about what Comey said. What was Comey referring to that seemed like a veiled threat, that rumor and innuendo he's throwing out there?
Mr. Comey said that there were matters with respect to the recusal that were problematic and he couldn't talk about them. What are they?
Why don't you tell me? They are none, Senator Wyden. There are none. I can tell you that for absolute certainty. This is a secret innuendo being leaked out there about me, and I don't appreciate it. And I've tried to give my best and truthful answers to any committee I've appeared before. And it's really people are suggesting through innuendo that I have been not honest about matters, and I've tried to be honest.
Well, and I think that's largely an honest, truthful answer. And he's right. It's a rumor innuendo trap. Mm-hmm.
But didn't you hear Comey say he had heard from career people in the department that they were going to recommend recusal?
Right.
I think that's exactly what happened.
But I think he also, because the time frame that Senator Wyden's asking Comey about is before Sessions recuses himself. And before the press leaks the Kislyak meeting with Sessions. Which makes me wonder, is it just Michael Flynn and all of his phone calls that they were unmasking? And it wasn't just Russian calls that they were unmasking with Flynn. It's all sorts of calls Flynn was making around the world because he was the incoming national security advisor. Were they doing the same thing to Jeff Sessions? Were they doing the same thing to other people? Just saying, hey, anytime anybody who's big on the incoming Trump administration talks to a foreigner, and we have collections of that, let's unmask it and see what we can find on these folks. And even if there's nothing actually there,
Can it play into our rumor and innuendo campaign meant to create the crossfire hurricane to bring down a president? It's starting to become clearer and clearer.
Yeah.
So that it's a truly remarkable thing what they pulled off for so long. And hopefully we're now starting to see the beginning of the end. Let's go to the phones real quick. 272-9228. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey. Hi. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. Thanks to everybody there putting on such a great show. The unmasking thing. That there was an interview of someone testifying before Congress saying all the steps you got to go through to get somebody unmasked.
Right.
You have to say why, and you have to have a good reason, and then we'll decide if we unmask it.
Right.
Well, okay, now they have a list of who is in possession of this intelligence. And if that intelligence makes its way out into the public, they know who to send the men in black to. You know, knock on your door, hey, you were the only one in possession of this intelligence, and now it's in the public forum.
Well, and right now, Jeff, a lot of the folks who aren't the men in black, they aren't the FBI, but just, you know, regular, you know, dopes, fools on the radio like myself, folks on Twitter have been looking into this for a while. They're now starting to look at a particular date in the unmasking list. We went over this earlier, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
What is that date? Where is it? Oh, yeah. January 7th, 2017. There was a request from James Clapper.
Yep.
Yeah, James Clapper is a lying SOB.
Yes, he is.
And his two deputies, the Deputy Director of National Intelligence for Intelligence Integration, Michael Dempsey, requested an unmasking on the 7th of January, and Principal Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Stephanie O'Sullivan. A lot of folks are pointing fingers at that date, those folks, that unmasking, because that would have been a perfect time frame for feeding information to the press.
Mm-hmm.
The first leak was in the Washington Post, I believe, on the 11th of January that year, so 4 days after this unmasking. And, you know, but James Clapper wouldn't lie. He wouldn't lie at all. Not like, you know, he did to Ron Wyden, we just heard, asking Comey and Sessions questions. Let's remind folks, though.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
Oh.
No. Oh, okay.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
Yeah, that guy wouldn't leak.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what I mean. They know who was in possession of it. There's a very short list of people who could have released it. You take them all into a dark room and sweat it out of them. And it was Trump's people who could have done it.
Yeah, I mean, well, Trump's people, that place was, because Flynn was taken out, that place was staffed full of Obama holdovers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, who knows?
That's what I mean. It was a shame he couldn't do it. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you,
show.
Jeff.
Keep
Thank
up.
You, sir.
Joey,
yes.
Didn't Brennan meet with Harry Reid?
Yes, he did. On this, he briefed Reid in the early fall of 2016 about what this is, essentially the Steele dossier.
Yeah.
Which we know is opposition research mixed in with a little Russian disinformation at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, there's breaking news that's now being leaked out. They're leaking it out slowly through Grinnell to reporters, I imagine. And this is, I think, what Durham is partially looking at. John Brennan apparently had intelligence that suggested the complete opposite of what the intelligence community assessment stated. Remember, they said the Russians interfered, and they did so in order to get Donald Trump elected. And
yep.
17 agencies agreed. Well, it wasn't actually 17, it was 3. It wasn't really 3, it was really the 1, the CIA, mm-hmm. and, you know, but the NSA and ODNI went along, but apparently there was intelligence Brennan had that suggested that actually the Russians were trying to help Hillary because she
Hillary, exactly.
Because she was a known quantity,
yep.
and that she was easily malleable to Russian interests.
She had a price.
Now, is that true? I don't know. But when you have that, along with the other raw intelligence that was really Oppo research, because all that rumor and innuendo,
This is why it's a rumor and innuendo trap they use against Sessions, they use against Flynn, and they've been perpetuating against the president and everybody on his damn staff, whether it's Jared Kushner or Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Any of these folks. And let's not forget who they actually took FISA warrant applications out on, Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and the like. And it was all a bunch of nonsense. And the FBI knew it was nonsense early on, yet they kept this investigation and counterintelligence program going in order to give a little bit more weight. Yeah, more weight to their rumor and innuendo. Because if you just thrown out a bunch of rumor and innuendo like Hillary did, that Trump's working the Russians, I mean, who's really going to believe that? But if there's a counterintelligence and possibly a criminal probe into the Trump campaign, it makes those rumors seem a bit more true, right? Not quite, but, you know, somebody's going to get to the bottom of this. Like I said the other day, there have been two competing theories. We're watching the same screen in two different movies over what happened in this time frame in late fall of 16 into 17. Was it a Russian collusion conspiracy with Trump? Well, Bob Mueller, respected law enforcement, had his say on that. He didn't get close to proving it. Now it's John Durham's turn, and Barr's turn, and others to say, hey, is the theory we're putting out there true? We're just, again, radio fools. We're just talking here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be up to these U.S. attorneys to actually connect the dots. If they don't, they don't. And oh well. But I have a feeling that's not how it's going to work out.
I think they're connecting the dots right now.
Indeed they are. They have a lot more information than we have here in our humble perch in Montgomery, Alabama. 272-9228. 272-9228. And my suspicion, though I definitely can't prove this, is that it wasn't just, oh, the FBI did this one time, the CIA did this one time. No, I think this episode, these sorts of episodes of rumor innuendo traps, using law enforcement and counterintelligence and spying in order to get certain agendas across, I think it's been used a lot more than we've been led to believe.
Oh, you bet, man.
You don't just all of a sudden go, oh, let's use these powers against an incoming president.
Right.
No, you use this tactic when you've used it before and you've perfected it. You don't just try it out and trot it out for the first time on an incoming president. So we'll be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Before we hit weather, just a reminder, folks, that this part of News and Views is brought to you by your boss, Eddie, Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group.
Great guy.
Great guy. Years and years of experience. In fact, I think over 40 years of experience.
That's right.
Here in the River Regent real estate market. And he uses that experience well, too. He's a great broker. He really understands the market well. He's also a great teacher. That's why the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the States. Whether you're going for your license or you're looking to just be a more knowledgeable player in the real estate market, Bo Goodson's Real Estate School is the place to go. But he's also used that experience, if I could, you know, maybe toot your horn, Eddie, to assemble a great team, you and so many others, folks that have been through the school themselves.
Yep.
He really has created a great operation. So whether you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, maybe you've bought a place already and you're looking to rent it out and you need somebody to manage it for you, find tenants for you,
and
you still get paid and cover your costs, if not make a little extra at the end of each month, beginning of each month when those bills come in. So the Goodson Group is the place to go for any real estate, any of your home buying and selling rental investment needs. Give them a call today at 551-0225, 551-0225. Visit them online at thegoodsongroup.com. And hey, when you do call and when you work with some of the agents, be sure to tell them you heard about them here.
That's right.
On News and Views.
That's right. Susan will probably answer the phone, and you just tell Susan that Joey says hello.
Absolutely. Again, 551-0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group for being a great sponsor here of News and Views.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues, and the search for raindrops goes on and on. It looks like rain chances for the next few days will be not zero, but around 10% right on through the weekend. For today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow, the high temperature will be near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. In fact, Sunday's record high of 93 is in jeopardy. Mostly sunny skies, still basically dry. Could be some isolated storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understands these are extraordinary times and that many families are experiencing hardship. Many in our local community are out of work, facing career decisions. The automotive industry has been deemed an essential business. And because of this, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers has remained open for all your service and repair needs. In a time when many are cutting back on employees, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers continues to hire hardworking men and women in the Montgomery area. As one of America's premier automotive service companies, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers is offering full-time employment, including top pay with overtime, as well as a great benefits package, including 401k, Blue Cross Blue Shield, paid holidays, paid vacation, and no Sundays. If you found yourself financially burdened due to a layoff, or just looking to start a new career, come join the team of automotive professionals at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Apply in person at our Perry Hill location. That's 1001 Perry Hill Road, next to Family Dollar.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, final segment of the program here. I'm your host, Joey Clark, live from his kitchen. My co-host, Jack Campbell.
How you doing? That was the longest break.
Well,
I
actually,
had to go to Publix and back.
Well, you rolled away, and we hopped back in for a second.
Well, I had my dog is at the vet, and I was calling to check on him.
Oh, okay.
Well, how's he doing?
Well, I noticed he was trying to lick his back in, you know, kept flipping around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how they do at the vet. They express.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what they did.
That's some funky, funky stuff.
What are you trying to do? Gross me out.
No, I found that that's damn near impossible, actually. But 272-9228 if you want to get in the closing minutes. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth doing great work over there. They're back opened up, but you need to call and make an appointment to sell him some of that jewelry you've had laying around the house for so long.
He's in a buying mood, ain't he?
Yeah, if you think it's like, oh, this is too expensive, no way, Troop One does not. You're wrong. Try Troop out. Call him at 260-0066. If you've got gold, silver, even if you think it's a bunch of junk or if you think it's too expensive, like I just said, you need to call that number, 260-0066. Set up an appointment, usually in the morning. That way it'll give Troop plenty of time to look over what you bring in. And he'll evaluate your jewelry, and he'll present you an offer right then and there. And if you agree on the value right then and there, you get paid right then and there.
Then and there.
That is the place to go, folks. And also, if you want to check out their inventory, if you're looking to buy, go to heirloomjewelersal.com. You can see all of their items. You can even order online, free shipping, 30-day returns. But it's a good place to kind of look and then call Troop up, make an appointment, whether to buy or sell. But he's definitely looking to buy himself. So if you got jewelry you're more than willing to part with, he's willing to part with some cash in order to make you, well, both better off. Isn't commerce beautiful? Brings us all together. Thank you again to Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth being a great sponsor here of News and Views. And a programming note coming up here in not too long, a guy in the center of a lot of this, Jeff Sessions, will be on the Dan Moore Show talking about, all these revelations. He's been a bit more vocal since Grinnell has started to declassify things, and we'll see what he has to say today now on the heels of more information coming out. I'm looking forward to that interview. But, Jack, you know, this has been a very... I would say I've been stumping for liberty today in the Bill of Rights. And one of my favorite senators, I don't always love what he does, Rand Paul, he put out a statement on the floor and actually made a Twitter thread about out of what he said on the floor. So do you think it's kosher if I read this real quick?
Sure.
And I think this tracks exactly with what I'm saying. Here's what Rand Paul wrote. The Patriot Act was begotten of the most unpatriotic of ideas, that liberty can be exchanged for security. The history of the Patriot Act shows that the exchange is a poor one. As our liberty wanes and wastes away, we find that the promises of security, were an illusion. The history of the Patriot Act is really a history of how power corrupts and how bias and malfeasance grow when power is unchecked. The Patriot Act allowed a secret court, FISA, to grant generalized warrants to collect personal information from millions of Americans. The spies who run these surveillance programs then lied to us about their extent. One of the most notorious of these liars is James Clapper. When cross-examined by Senator Wyden, we played that earlier for you folks, under oath, James Clapper denied that the government was collecting personal data on millions of Americans. The Fourth Amendment dictates that the government must identify an individual and the items to be requested and the location to be searched. The Fourth Amendment was intended to forbid general warrants or writs of assistance that historically had been abused by monarchs to collect large amounts of personal information and belongings. The Patriot Act essentially allows for the generalized warrants and the bulk collection of personal information. The Patriot Act essentially allows for all of these things, and I, for one, will oppose its reauthorization. Today, we are also here to discuss the governmental abuses of power with regard to the FISA court. It is high time we quit letting fear overrun our constitutional duty. So today, I offer an amendment that restores the Constitution for all Americans and forbids the secret FISA court from ever again meddling in our political process. Hear. That was Rand Paul earlier today. He actually said that from the Senate floor. Just didn't want to have to play a little clip there. But I think that's the story for me, is that the wall between counterintelligence and law enforcement became blurred, and there was no barrier. And not only were they going after individual Americans, and I suspect that was definitely... Well, they certainly did with Carter Page in particular. But they now used it... You want to talk about institutional norms, Eric Holder, Barack Obama. How about spying to create a massive rumor and innuendo trap that essentially accused an incoming president of treason? How's that for upsetting institutional norms? How do you like them apples? So you can call William Barr, the current attorney general, a hack all you want. But let's remind it, Jack, when I played this, you loved it. Let's remind folks what William Barr said several months ago.
The fact shredding, of the I believe. Matter is yes. In waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
I love that guy.
Me too. Though, my quick, we just played two very different people, Rand Paul and William Barr.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'm a little worried about, Jack, is that William Barr is very much engaged here, obviously, and I love him for it. People like Lindsey Graham, very much engaged here, and I love him for it.
Okay.
A lot of the right has been mobilized to fight this fight. We've been hearing the tales, whether you read Lee Smith's book or Dan Bongino's book or Andy McCarthy's book, whoever's book, you're ready to go. Whether you read the Nunes report, you're ready for this to come out, for Durham to do his job. But with somebody like William Barr or, say, Lindsey Graham, y'all have long been defenders of these programs. Y'all have long been defenders of trading liberty for this security, at least some liberty. And I hope that it's not just a momentary thing where we go after some particular people who did wrong. I hope we understand, as long as this power is there, people who are powerful and who have the hubris to think they'll get away with it will use it. And sometimes they might very well get away with it.
Well, wasn't it passed as a knee-jerk reaction to 9/11?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to sit back and wait and think about these things before you do them.
Yes. And, and then they did things beyond the Patriot Act,
right,
completely, you know, beyond any legislative approval, and then got caught, and then the legislature approved it after the fact.
That's what makes me sick.
That sort of stuff. Ugh. So we need to wake up. That it's not just about, if I got a file, I don't mind. I don't have nothing to hide.
Right.
Well, how about when these powers are being abused to destroy the great institutional norm of a peaceful transition of power?
Mm-hmm.
We got to run. Jack, good seeing you.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Well, Friday show should be good. Eddie, you be here for it?
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
We'll be here.